Seventh Meister Parak Aleph Mishnah Aleph Klau Amru B'Meister. The Chacham said a general rule regarding Meister. Now this rule applies not only to Meisters but to Truma and Meister Sheni or Meister Ani as well. Koshu Oichol V'Nishma V'Gidulav Min Haaretz Chayav B'Meister. Anything which is food, which is normally eaten, as opposed to something which is barely edible, such a thing would not be Chayav B'Meister. And anything which is guarded is Chayav B'Meister. Something that has an owner would be Chayav B'Meister, as opposed to Hefker. It has no owner. If you take it from Hefker, it would not be Chayav B'Meister. And something that grows from the ground is Chayav B'Meister, as opposed to mushrooms, which do not grow from the ground. It doesn't take any nourishment from the ground. It would not be Chayav B'Meister. And certainly things such as dairy products and meat, which does not grow from the ground at all, would not be Chayav in Trumos and Meister. Chachamim said an additional rule regarding Trumos and Meister. Anything which is edible, while small, it has not yet grown to its full size, such as vegetables, is edible even while it's small. And if you let it grow to its full size, it would also be edible. Even though it's edible while it's still small, if you let it grow to its full size, it would still be edible. So normally, you would allow it to grow. If you do pick it while it's still small, it would be chayav in maitris, and so too, if you let it grow to its full size, it would be chayav in maitris, and since it's edible while still small, and it's also edible when it grows to its full size, no matter when you pick it, you would have to take off trumas and maitris. But any food that at first is not edible, such as fruit, when it's still small, if you picked it from the tree, it would not be edible. But eventually it will grow to its full size, and it will be edible. It's only chayev when it becomes edible. So therefore, if you pick fruit from the tree while it's still small, it would not be chayev in truma as a maestro. It's only chayev in truma as a maestro when it grows to the point that it has become edible. Seventh maestro paragalos mishna beis meimasai peiris chayavim b'maestro. When would fruit be chayev in truma as a maestro? We said in the previous mishna that if you pick fruit from the tree while it's still small and not yet edible, it would not be chayav in trumas and maaser. At what point would the fruit be considered edible and would be chayav in trumas and maaser? Hata'enim mishiyav chilu. Figs, when they start to ripen, and the tops of the figs start turning white, at that point they're considered edible and would be chayav in trumas and maaser. Ha'anavim b'ha'avashim mishihid bishu. Grapes and wild grapes, when they start to ripen and you can see the seeds through the skin of the grape, at that point they would be chayav in trumas and maaser. And if you have a cluster of grapes, as soon as one grape ripens to that point, the entire cluster would be chayav in trumas and maaser. Ha'oig v'ha'tutim mi'sheyad dimu. Oig and tutim are two different types of red berries, and as soon as they start to redden, they're considered edible and would be chayav in trumas and maaser. V'chol ha'adumim mi'sheyad dimu. All types of red fruit, as soon as they start to redden, they are chayav in trumas and maaser. Harimainem mesheyam misu. Pomegranate, when the fleshy seeds inside the pomegranate start to soften, at that point, they're chayav in trumas and maaser. And even if only one fleshy seed inside the pomegranate starts to soften, the entire pomegranate is chayav in trumas and maaser. Hatmara mesheyam tilu suor. Dates will be chayav in trumas and maaser when they start to swell. Farzikim, Mishiatilu, Gidim. Peaches are chayav in trumas and maaser when it starts to develop red veins. Ha'egoizim, Mishiyasu, Megura. Nuts would be chayav in trumas and maaser when the nut detached itself from the shell. Rabbi Huda, Aymer, Ha'egoizim, Vashkedim, Mishiyasu, Klipa. Rabbi Huda says, nuts and almonds are chayav in trumas and maaser when the skin on the nuts develops. He argues with the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Huda, it's not chayav when it detaches itself from the shell. Instead, it's chayav when it develops the skin on the nut.